This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
On Pat and Heels for breakfast, it's time for the Racing Queensland update. Racing action continues every day across the Sunshine State. Check out racingqueensland.com.au for where Queensland is racing today.
Plenty of text this morning, particularly about the Bronx. We'll get to that. 7:20, Kevy's going to join us, and we really appreciate his time this morning. If you'd like to join us, the open line is 13 13 55. That text line, which has been busy, 0467 736 736. But let's talk a little bit of racing. Chris Nelson joining us. We had a couple of quiet days in the Queensland front, but we're back at Doomben today, mate.
Yeah, we have. Good morning, Paddy. Good morning, Heels. We have had a couple of non-racing days in Queensland, but that's all set to change. We've got eight races at Doomben today. I reckon we'll be about on a good four. We were soft five yesterday morning. Haven't had any rain, as far as I know, in the area. So we should be back to a good four today with only the chance of a shower during the day.
Hey, we were just talking off air. We had a chat to the guys that are involved in Storm Boy. Couple of the Queenslanders, and it's a hell of a story. I mean, we know Storm Boy's got to go on and now hopefully win the Triple Crown with Golden Slipper, etc. But the whole deal with Coolmore could be worth $60 million. I mean, that is the stuff of dreams, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad. When you go and buy a horse, it's always a dream to have it turn out that way, but it doesn't happen to too many, that's for sure. But good luck to all concerned. And, yeah, hopefully the horse can take off the Triple Crown and then the dollars will really go through the roof.
Ooh, I think it was like high fours, wasn't it? They bought it for high 400s. And,
yes,
and 400. Remember Gay paraded it at a Penrith hotel a few other punters could buy in.
A woman walks into a pub with a horse.
Why the long face? Oh. Righto, find us a winner today.
No, not too many of those owners that have long faces these days. No,
exactly right.
All right, here we go. Race two, number six. This might take you back to your old-time music collection, guys. Bucks Fizz.
Ah.
One trained by O'Day Hoisted. Had the one start, ran third at Eagle Farm. It was a good effort, began well, but then had to go back from the wide gate. And if you look at her trials, she has gone forward. So I would expect her to go forward today. And that effort at Eagle Farm was good. She was wide from halfway.
How's Boris Thornton going, Chris?
He's going well. Yeah. He rode Ocean Czar last week, which was a good thing at the midweeker at Eagle Farm. And he rode it like the good horse that she is and was too strong. So no, he's going along nicely,
nice.
Boris. Race three. Number nine. Now, I want to tip your horse number seven, Caxton Lassie, but she just keeps drawing these horrible gates, and she's got one again today. So number nine, Grand Meteor, second at Eagle Farm, same race that Bucks Fizz comes out of, ran second there, as I said. That was a good effort up on speed, kept going nicely. I think today with that run under the belt, Ryan Maloney from a good gate will be very hard to beat. Race three, number nine.
Yep.
I'm going to throw in one here, each way. In the mile race, race five, number four, Cosmic Gossip. Just looks beautifully placed. Last start third in a stronger race behind Corfe Castle at the Sunny Coast. That form has been franked. Carries less weight, drawn beautifully. Each way, race five, number four, Cosmic Gossip. And one more, race eight, number 10, Fumiko for Tony Gollan. Busting to get to 1,200 metres. Today is the day she should be winning that last race. Race eight, number 10.
Right, I'll go through those. Race six, race two, I should say, the six. Race three, the nine, with a little watch for Caxton Lass from our stable. Race five is the four on an each-way basis. And race eight, the lucky last, at 5:45 this afternoon. Number 10, Fumiko from the Gollan Barn.
It's getting a bit late, isn't it?
It is.
With the six.
With the days getting a little bit shorter, Heels. So we don't want anything going wrong where we have a delay of any sort. And just before I go, guys, some trials yesterday at Doomben. Golden Boom looked good. Maybe he can bounce back next start. Uncommon James looked very good, winning Heat 3, beating Star Tontes. So some of these horses back in town all ready to go south.
So what does Uncommon James do? Will we get a start out of Uncommon James in Queensland or head straight down?
I'm not sure where he's heading, but I would imagine, well, I would have thought the Oakley Plate would be his goal, and if it is, it's less than 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
So we probably wouldn't see him in Queensland if that was the case.
Chris Dalton, thank you very much. It's just gone 6:31 here on Breakfast with Pat and Heels.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.